Ephesians chapter 4. You are welcome to the house of God. Please help me welcome someone here. Welcome someone. Welcome someone. Hey, hallelujah. Welcome to the house of God. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 4. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 4. The Bible says there is one body and one spirit, even as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Unto every one of us is given grace. And what informs the dimension of grace that is given unto us, according to this scripture, is the measure of the gift of Christ. If we want to understand our lot in the New Testament, I think it will be accurate to say that the supernatural existence that God has called us to function in is impossible for us to function in such an existence without gifts. Gifts. For instance, you cannot serve God if you don't have a gift. You cannot function, in fact, as a Christian. In order for you to be a Christian, there are several things that God had to release in gift form to equip you for your Christian journey. It's such a huge privilege that God has made available to us. The Bible says, unto every one of us is given grace, because there is no way you can prosecute the missions of God, the intentions of God, as a Christian from the standpoint of your human ability. So the Bible says we're all implicated in this economy of grace. Grace being the energy that God makes available to galvanize us so that we are fully equipped to prosecute his purposes for our lives. The Bible says we are all implicated in this wise, for every one of us has received grace. And the kind of grace that is given to us and the extent of grace that is made available is dependent on a certain factor. And what is that? The measure of the gift of Christ. Are you still with me? So, there is a vast economy of gifts that God makes available to us. We'll do well to understand them, to know the purpose for which they have been made available, to understand how they equip us, to understand the workings of such giftings, so that we can maximize the expectations and prosecute and deliver the expectations that heaven has concerning us in view of the gifts that he has made available. Next verse is my verse of emphasis. I'll dwell on verse 7 subsequently, but not now. It's a wherefore. I hope you know the meaning of wherefore. What's the meaning? Because of this. Because God has given every one of us grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ, he said, wherefore he said. If he had not revealed that we are partakers of grace, there will be no basis to make this statement. This statement was made because we are victims of God's generosity in the area of grace that he has made available unto us. So wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, that's the first thing he did, he ascended. He led captivity captive. That's the second thing he did. And then he gave what? Now, do you realize that the gifts there are in plural? Two things I'll need to bring to your notice before I introduce what I'm talking about today. So there are three things in this scripture. It says, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, that's number one. He led captivity captive. That's number two. Then he gave gifts to men. My interest is in number one and three. So number one shows us a location that he went to. What's that location? On high. Then number three now reveals that from that location, he gives us something. What? So the first question here is, why did he need to go to the location on high before giving the gifts? He would have just said, after he resurrected, I said, you know, I was in hell and I defeated Satan and I came up now to assure you that there is no power anywhere that can subdue you. Then he now begins to distribute gifts. He waited first. He ascended into the heavens before he bequeathed unto us. What? Gifts. Now, so these gifts we are talking about are gifts that came from the realm of ascension. That's what I want to show you. Gifts that came from where? The realm of ascension. And within the limit of my Bible study, there are, there are like seven of them. But I am not saying that's exhaustive. But my Bible study is limited in scope. And I was able, by the grace of God on my life, to locate seven such gifts. Those gifts come from heaven. Are you there? And it's expected that if you use the gifts adequately, the kind of authority, the kind of rest, the kind of tranquility that is in heaven, if you administer those gifts and use them adequately, it is supposed to produce the kind of results that are already resident in heaven. So if you are doing spiritual warfare, you are doing it with tools that derive from ascension. Oh, you are not with me. If you know how to use it, if you know how to work it out, it will produce the same kind of tranquility that is in heaven, same kind of victory that is in heaven. Have you heard that scripture that says, forever, O God, thy word is what? Is settled in heaven. It's not under contention in heaven. But you see, you receive the word. And God spoke to you and said, yes, you have a ministry. A ministry in Jatoka. And the moment you went to Jatoka, everything there contended with you and your mission. Even though it was God that spoke it, it's under contention in Jatoka. But there's a place where the word of God is settled. So if we use the things that come from that place, we are likely to see the kind of victories that that yonder place enjoys. Wherefore he said, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive, and he did what? He gave. So I want to show you the gifts that came from heaven. Is that clear? All right. So that's the title of my message, just in case you need one. The gifts that are from heaven. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21. I need to show you the layout of all the books that Apostle Paul was inspired to write. The book of Ephesians happens to be most graphic. The book takes us into the very context of our victory. It shows us our heavenliness. It reveals the nation of our nationality. He also shows us that we are here on earth as ambassadors, as pilgrims, and we are here to unveil the values of our country. Hallelujah. Because we are not of this world, the book of Ephesians shows that we are going to be engaged in a warfare with our foe, who happens to be Satan, perpetually. In fact, the way he reveals our state and status of warfare is not that we are going to wrestle, he says we wrestle. Now, the book of Ephesians happens to be a very fine piece, and I would like to draw attention to a few verses in this book, Ephesians chapter 1. Oh my, there's a scripture I need to escape, I need to run from. It's one of my best scriptures in the Bible. Anytime I stumble on it, I forget my message and I dwell there. And unfortunately, I have to read that scripture with help so that we will not be found wandering from our emphasis. First of all, Paul, when he noticed that the Ephesian Christians had given their life to Christ, he felt a need to pray for these Christians. If you are a good student of the writings of Paul, you will find that in his entire scope of ministry revealed in the epistles he wrote, there were two major times that he prayed for the church earnestly, and he revealed the prayer points. Two times. And this point here happens to be one of the times. Verse 15. So that you will see the progression of revelation. I'll try to resist the temptation of stopping in my verse of interest until we find ourselves in verse number 21. He said, wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, cease not to give thanks for you, making mention for you in my prayers. So he conducted an investigation and ascertained that the salvation experience of the Ephesian believers was an authentic experience. Then he swung into action. First of all, he began to give thanks, and then he was moved to pray, and the prayer points were enshrined in the book. First prayer point is that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Are you here? So like I said, I will not stop there. I will not stop. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Are you there? There were three things the spirit of wisdom and revelation is supposed to do in the life of a believer. First of all, he reveals the hope of our calling. He reveals the place and the possibilities that is tied to our God-ordained destiny. Then it also reveals the riches of the glory of God. That is the budget from whence God spends in order to actualize his goals in our life. There is a vast scope of resources available in the heavenlies that God is willing to deploy to accomplish his will that is locked on our destiny. The third thing is that we will need to understand through the spirit of wisdom and revelation the dynamics of the workings of the power of God. And he gave us an example of the workings of that power. It was that same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead and transported him to heaven and domiciled him in his administrative capacity at the right hand of God. He said, it doesn't matter what you studied, whether you studied engineering, you studied mathematics, you studied physics, you studied medicine. Your area of discipline does not make it better for you in these matters. Except you receive the spirit of wisdom and revelation, there is no way you can understand the scope and the dimensions of these three things that he mentioned, irrespective of your discipline and the vast nature of your learning. Is that clear? All right, let's leave that there. It was the power of God that took Jesus from the grave, resurrected him, and also transported him to the heavenly places where he currently is. And then verse 20 gives us an idea of the location where Jesus is. Are you there? No, verse 21. He said this place that Jesus is staying is far above principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Now, let's be a bit careful with this scripture. He said where Jesus is staying, where Jesus is domiciled, where his throne is established in the heavenlies, is far above the reach of principality and power and might. It's also far above every name that is named, whether in this world or in the world to come. And this means that the place and the throne of Jesus in terms of might, in terms of capacity, in terms of authority, it has bested every principality, every power. According to this scripture, the authority you command is dependent on the height from whence you operate in the realm of the spirit. And it happens to be that the throne of Jesus is domiciled in the highest part of heaven. That's written in the book of Colossians. And the reason is because God intends everything in the new creation to reflect Christ. And the only way, you know, are you here? Are you here? All right. Do you realize that if you see a river flowing, it means according to the principles, the basic principles of potential difference and gradient, it means there is an upstream and there is a low stream. Right? God intends everything, the new creation, to reflect Christ, to be filled with Christ and to reflect Christ. Right? So he domiciled Christ in the highest part of heaven so that he can feel all things. The color, the texture of the new creation is Christ. And so the place where his throne is a superseding plane that is beyond thrones, is beyond the reach of dominions, beyond the reach of might. It is an exclusive place of divine authority. Is that clear? And it was the workings of this mighty power that domiciled Jesus in that place. Now, having understood this, let's go to Ephesians chapter 2. In Ephesians chapter 2, beginning from verse 4, the Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, had quickened us together with Christ, by grace are ye saved, and hath... You are not following. Let me interview you for a moment. You know, I said it was the power of God that raised Jesus from the dead, right? And transported him to heaven and domiciled him in his administrative seat. Now, it has not finished. It is still the workings of the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead that quickened you and me from our trespasses. We were dead in our trespasses. Have you read the scripture that says it's the spirit of God that quickens? It means in the Godhead there is division of labor. And everything that has to do with giving life, everything that has to do with restoration to the original state, everything that has to do with bringing back what was lost, is the Holy Spirit's duty. The Bible reveals that he quickened us from our trespasses, from our sins. And what did he do? He raised us up. The same power. And made us to sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Are you still with me? Can you still remember where the location of that throne where Jesus is domiciled? It's the highest part of heaven. And what God did to us is that our reality is attached to that throne. That's where we operate from. We operate from that place that is beyond the reach of principalities and powers. That's where we operate from. It's very good for you to see the picture of your reality. It doesn't look like your situation in the natural. For those of you that know a little about deliverance, if the authority you are wielding cannot affect the reality of that person you are trying to deliver, the person's reality is somewhere. Are you there? It can be in River Benue. It can be in the forest. That's where the person has been held captive. And in the natural here, the person is just a puppet fulfilling the will of his captors. If you don't have the authority to address that, the reality that is at work behind that person, there is no way you can bring cure. There is no way you can bring help to that person's situation. Are you still with me? And I'm trying to show you now your own reality. You are domiciled in the heavenly realms. That's your nation of nationality. The day you gave your life to Christ, what happened to you was not just organic. What happened to you was also administrative. You were adopted into a nation. You became a citizen of a nation. There was an administrative part of what took place in your life. And it's needful for you to see your reality. And where you are domiciled is the same place where Jesus is seated right now at the right hand of God. Because the kind of administration that God has chosen to run is the administration of hair and joint hairs. So your life is hooked up to the authority that emerges from the designation, from the throne of Jesus Christ. In fact, you are a direct, your life is a direct product of the influence of the authority that has been given to run the throne that Jesus is domiciled upon right now. In view of the above, are you there? He has placed you in a position of authority. That's positionally, you have more authority than Satan. Because where you are sitting right now is far above principalities and powers. But you see, if you don't know the implication of this gift and how it's supposed to impact on your life, that may be your reality, but your life is going to be a contradiction, an obvious contradiction from the texture of your reality. That place that we are domiciled is a place that is superior to the oppressions of principalities, to the oppressions of powers. So the first gift that we're given from heaven is authority. And that is revealed by the place where we were domiciled in the economy of God, which is attached to the throne of Jesus, which happens to be far above principalities and powers. You see, if you go to Borno State, you go to Nasarawa State, you will see a police training school there. Most times, if you see the recruits training, they wear white and white. In that state, they have no authority. Because many of them will not graduate. So the government doesn't make any provision for authority at that stage. But when the young police cadet finishes the training, there is a ceremony that is done called the passing out parade. When this ceremony is done, they are handed out uniforms. The policeman may not even believe in himself, but he can stand on the road and a mighty trailer is coming. All he needs to do is to do like this. He may not believe in himself, but he was taught something in police training school about the power of the garment, the uniform that he's wearing. And in all of his time of service in the police force, he operates with that consciousness. He might be in poverty. He might be in lack. He might have challenges with his wife. But the uniform is never challenged. Once he wears it and he does like this, even if he's in poverty, authority goes to work. Are you with me? So it is not enough for you to know that you are in custody of authority. I need to show you how you use it. It's not as if the members of the Nigerian police are so acquainted with the constitution of Nigeria. What they know is the authority that has been given unto them. And many times, they are aware that you don't know the scope of authority given to them according to the law. Because most times, they go beyond what is prescribed. And they have, that is how they have functioned all these years. Many of us will come back and say you were intimidated. It is because somebody has an understanding of authority. And one of the areas that we need to educate our brethren in the body of Christ is on the subject of authority and how to wield it. It's a mighty weapon. First of all, we just established that the authority that we speak of is heavenly. Are you with me? So if you are going to manifest that heavenly authority, there is something that you need to know quickly. Let's take you to the book of Philippians chapter 2. In Philippians chapter number 2. Amen, amen. All right. In Philippians chapter 2 from verse 5, I want to take you on the journey. He said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal to God. That means, even though he had access to the privileges that are bounded to the members of the Godhead, he felt that those privileges were not something so exalted that he should hold on to, he was willing to relinquish them. Now, read carefully as we progress in this story. You are going to see 7 levels of debt that Jesus had to go through. He died to his privileges as a member of the Godhead. He let it go. And you will see things he had to let go of in order for him to be most suited to fulfill the service that heaven wanted him to furnish. Are you there? Who being in the form of God thought it not robbery to be equal to God, but made himself of no reputation. That's number 2. He suspended his omni qualities. That's the attributes that are only found in the Godhead, and decided to be of no reputation, that's number 2. And took upon himself the form of a servant, that's number 3. And was made in the likeness of men, that's number 4. So his omni qualities are suspended. Everything that Jesus knew while he was in the flesh was such that the Holy Spirit made available to him. Because that was the only possibility that was available to him as a man. Is that clear? Right? So that's number 4. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, number 5, and became obedient unto death, number 6, even the death of the cross. So there were 7 levels of decline. You are not following me in this class. I say you are not following me in this class. Please stay with me. There were 7 levels of decline that he went through in order for him to earn a name. Are you there? This is the making of a name. These 7 levels of decline that Jesus had to go through were the requirements needed for him to now earn a name from heaven. And when we talk about names in the realm of the spirit, we are not talking about nomenclature. We are not talking about identification. We are not talking about classification and taxonomy. When we talk about names in the realm of the spirit, we are talking about authority. Now, how many of you still remember on the Mount of Transfiguration when Jesus was on that mount and Moses and Elijah appeared, there was no need for Jesus to introduce the people that appeared. They knew by default. In the database of heaven, everything about your identity is enshrined. And so when we get to heaven, there will be no need for you to tell me that your name is Joseph. It's in the database and everybody can access it. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
Every single person can access the database of heaven. So the reason for names in heaven is not for identification. Names serve a different purpose. Names are emblems of authority. And these were the 7 levels of decline that Jesus had to go through in order for him to qualify to any name whose authority is valid in the heavens, valid on the earth, and valid beneath there. Are you there? All right, let's read on. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him. 1, highly exalted him. And given him a name, that's 2, which is above every name, that's 3. And at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. 4, things in heaven, 5, things in earth, 6, things under the earth. I've missed one. It's supposed to be 7. Because there were 7 levels of decline and there were 7 levels of exaltation. Are you there? So our authority, you're not with me. Our authority that comes from heaven. Are you still with me? Our authority is factored in that name. If you want to exercise your authority so that you become evident that you are operating from the heavens, you need to deploy that name. So part of what God gave us, because this name now has been given among men. Have you read your Bible? He said there is no other name given among men by which we might be saved. So this name is a gift. Are you there? Your authority is a gift. There was nothing you did to earn that authority. It's a privilege. It's a gift that God gave you when he made you sit with Christ in the heavenly realms as a joint heir with him. So you have access to the resources that his obedience has provided. Not because you are obedient yourself. Because by an act of God's mercy, he made you a joint heir. And that's your status in the kingdom. And in order for you to exercise the authority that you now have, which you received in the realm of the spirit, you will need to deploy the name of Jesus. So on my script here, the first gift that came from heaven, because it's intertwined with authority, is actually the name of Jesus. The gift of what? The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. So that's the first gift. And what the gift does, what the name does, is that he places demands on the authority that we have received in the spirit. So if you want to see the authority that you possess in the spirit, you might need to use what? The name of Jesus. Now, this is the understanding that I have, such that any time I use the name of Jesus, I know it cannot fail. And this night you will see it in action. You will know that there's nothing wrong with the name. Just in case it doesn't produce results in your life, we need to put your life on the scale. All right. You still remember, in the book of Acts, some guys attempted using the name of Jesus that Paul preaches. We can first deduce that part of the reason why the name didn't work for them is that they didn't preach the name. That's part of. Because it was Paul that preached the name, and the name was efficacious on the lips of Paul. But there are more issues that were responsible for their inability to exercise any form of authority in that name. First of all, they were impostors. They were not born again. They were not domiciled in the heavenlies. They just saw that Paul was using the name. They didn't know what was behind it. And they just said, all right, we know the formula now. The formula is the name. So they were outlaws. They were not in the kingdom. But they loved kingdom things. And they took advantage of a kingdom facility to drive out devils from a demoniac. And the demoniac brought education to them quickly. Oh, my God. I remember it was in Wurukum. And we were in Wurukum. They brought a lady that was having a mental situation. And one of my friends rose up in the spirit and said, you. And the demoniac said, oh my God, you can't cast me. It was. You can't cast me out. Hallelujah. And my friend, I said, you shut up. You. He said, you may lie to people, but in the spirit realm, your identity is bare. So when the real people that could do something about the situation came, the man that was very active some seconds ago, he vanished from the scene. May the Lord give you understanding. All kinds of dialogue took place there. The devil will not stop. The devil will not be polite with you if you lack what it takes to use that heavenly resource to manifest the authority of God. The demoniac and the demons in that demoniac brought education quickly to the sons of Sceva. First of all, they enlightened him. Because he was confused. He thought the natural realm was as confused as the supernatural realm was as confused as the natural realm. He said, Jesus we know. Or Jesus we acknowledge. And Paul we have been told of. That means the demons had discussed Paul and they were instructed, they were told of Paul. Jesus, we acknowledge. Paul, we have been told of. But who are you? It means you lack an identity where it matters. We are not aware of this, your own authority. We don't have, if your authority is legitimate, there are newsletters that pass across our kingdom from left to right to educate us and to inform us of the new people that have received the ability to challenge us. We are vast on information. And your name never came out of the bulletin. Ooh, so, hey, Mahasekulia, who are you? And when the sons of Sceva could not bring quick evidence to update their data bank, the story ended in a strange way. They administered help from the kingdom of darkness in form of wounds and nakedness. It would have been easy. It would have been better for them just to be beaten and they are wounded. Satan doesn't just want you to feel pain. He wants you to be ashamed. Satan is bad. He left them naked. Just because they were trying to function as impostors to take advantage of something that is heavenly. Meanwhile, they themselves were earthly. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. How many of you still remember the miracle that Peter and John wrought by the gate called Beautiful? And the onlookers almost deified them. they almost exalted them beyond the capacity of men. And because they were trained, adequately trained by Jesus, they brought doctrine, they brought teaching. I'd like us to pick that scripture quickly. Acts of the Apostles. Are you there in the book of Acts of the Apostles chapter 3? We'll just take a little reading. There are so many things we need to talk about today. But I guess we'll just stop at the name today. We'll just stop at the name. Okay? In Acts chapter 3, it said, now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, bring the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms of them that entered the temple, who seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked an alms. And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, look on us. And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something from them. Then Peter said, silver and gold. Wait, let's jump. Can we jump to verse 12? You know the miracle, how the miracle took place. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, ye men of Israel, why marvel ye at this? Or why look ye so earnestly on us as though by our own power or holiness we have made this man walk? This is Peter trying to explain what happened. And he said it was not by our own power. It was neither by our own holiness that we made this man walk. How did it happen? Next verse. He now gave a very long story. Well, I'm not ready to read that story to you now, but let me pick a verse. Are you there? Pick a verse to you, and then I read it. Then you will see that this man actually knew the name of Jesus. You remember that after this miracle, they were summoned before the Sanhedrin and warned never to preach how? In that name. So Satan will make efforts to ensure that you do not function according to the benefits that are enshrined in the name of Jesus. It was through that name that their authority could be made manifest. Now the Sanhedrin say, never preach in that name again. The people said, you judge for yourself. Is it better to obey God more than man? There was no way they could leave that name aside because it was the basis upon which the authority which was domiciled in heaven could be made what? Manifest. I don't have time today, but you know, Peter made a statement about our own power and holiness with respect to the use of the name of Jesus. No time to work that out. Hallelujah. No time today. But you will notice that there were confrontations that came, and the authorities of the land tried to stop them from using the name of Jesus, which is the access to the authority that was in heaven. And Peter said, you guys that are authorities in the land have no right to ask us not to function in the authority that is in heaven. It means there is no law on earth that can stop us from using the name. And if we can have access to this name, we can use the authority that is in the kingdom of heaven to renovate things upon the face of the earth. Please help me tell your neighbor, let nothing scare you away from the use of the name. So you got that first point. Now, okay, I have to stop here. I wanted to go to number two. Number two is very interesting. But because of time, we may need to draw the curtain. And then probably move into a practical session where we put the name to the test. Because many people don't believe in the potency of that name anymore. Meanwhile, I was traveling from Boko to Makurdi about 17 years ago. I was traveling from Boko to Makurdi, and I was in a mass transit bus, and I was on the front seat just by the side of the driver, and we were seeing what was happening. The guys at the back had no idea, and we were going to have a head-on collision. I was seeing it. There was nothing that could be done, but oh my God, I was inspired. You know, I wanted to die in style. So what I did was that I closed my eyes and said, in the name of Jesus! By the time I opened the eyes, we were on the other side. Now, I thought maybe the driver maneuvered. It was when we advanced in the journey for some minutes, the driver now asked, what did you do? Oh, so he himself wasn't aware of, so I can't tell you what happened. But what the last time I was conscious of myself was when I said, in the name of Jesus. Whether we disappeared and appeared on the other side, I don't know. But it happened on Boko Makurdi Road, 17 years ago. It was the name of God. That experience will never allow me to trivialize the power, the authority that is resident in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm alive today because that name is not a cliche. That name carries something much more than the things that hold sway, that hold sway in the kingdom of darkness, things that hold sway in the world of men. He said, therefore God has highly exalted him and given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow of things in heaven, of things on earth, and of things beneath the earth. And every tongue will confess to the glory of God the Father. So in this healing service today, what we are going to do is to put the name to task. When I came back from England, I had a meeting in Lagos, so I landed Abuja, went to see my mom, saw my sister, hopped up on a plane, went to Lagos that same day, very tired. I got picked from the airport, dropped me in my hotel room. Guess what? When I reached there, when I touched the bed, I went. As always, the Holy Ghost normally wakes me up when it's time. He woke me up, so I didn't pray. That's what I'm trying to tell you. But you know what? The only thing I took to that meeting that night was the name of Jesus. I put on a suit like this, and you think maybe I went to speak with Elohim. I just know the power that is in the name of Jesus. That's what I put in my pocket. So when I got to the pulpit, I found out, no, you're wrong. You're wrong. The sound is wrong. The song is wrong. How many people? Okay, let me leave you. A day will come. May the Lord bring that day. I want to teach you about sensitivity in the spirit. He is wrong. The sound is wrong. The song is wrong. But it's fine. The tune is good. But it can't move anything. It's not a conductor. If you want to conduct current from Urukum to Wadata, don't bring wood. Wood will not conduct it. May the Lord give you understanding. Hallelujah. So I came. And when I came to the pulpit, it's not good for your name to be too big. When your name is big, people will be expecting, say, oh, he has come. Meanwhile, all I had was the name. The spectators might be seeing something else, but you must know what you carry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, when I enter into the mode to teach, I never fail. That the grace to teach is there whether I pray or not. It's fasting to my spirit. It's part of my wiring. It's part of the nature of Christ that I carry. So my operation, my tempo in the spirit was sufficient for him to communicate what he wanted me to teach. And I began to teach. And even me, it was sweet to my hearing. Oh, Jesus. And I was flowing like that. And I got to a point. I felt my sermon has finished. And I tested the ground with the name. The first thing that happened was that a blind man that was brought into that meeting, his sight was restored. The whole, listen to, the attention moved from me, the teacher, into wonder. Because no man can do these things. No man can do these miracles that thou doest, the Bible says, except God be with him. It was the name that exercises supremacy. All kinds of, oh my God. There were two witches that came there. Oh my, they were arrested. They were arrested. And we had to bring them to the front for us. Hey, Jesus. This, from the day Satan hit us in that accident, I vow that if I see his head. Oromine suke barakunda. These days we don't pray for people and say, you are released. No. The devil must leave. We must spoil something. So we have to spoil the initiations. Some of the people were vomiting. It was still the name that was at work. Have you seen the majesty of that name? Have you ever seen it? It can humble installations that have been built up from the kingdom of darkness. It can make soothsayers weep. That name. Oh, I've seen his majesty. I've seen his majesty. I've seen his majesty. And anytime I finish preaching and we do so much damage to the kingdom of darkness, before I sleep, I just say that name. I know what comes out. I've been to treacherous places where witches are testy. And many of them celebrate if they can get pastor's blood. When you finish doing the escapade, you release the name into the atmosphere. It's like a fragrance. It has majesty. It has power. Tonight, we are going to let this name of Jesus loose. Part of what we need to teach again and again is how to use the name in prayer. Are you ready now? Let's try it. Let's try it for a moment before I pray for the sick. Then you will see that it's not a shout that conducts the power. I saw someone shouting in a microphone. When he finished, I called him. I said, you are very energetic. But the Lord does not need the strength of an ox or the legs of a man. There's majesty in the name by itself. If it's true that you are submitted to the authority of God in the heavens, his name is going to be efficacious on your lips. Can you rise on your feet? Let's try. Oh, Mamaya Kapura Masari. Yeshua Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Agumejeba, Yeshua Hamashiach. I honor Judah. I could Yeshua. Yeshua. Hamashiach. Lion of Judah. Agu mechema,
Yeshua, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Advocate, Yeshua, Yeshua. Oh, 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 oh. I am not Judah. Agumetema, Yeshua. Ya, 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 ya. Lion of Judah. Agumetema, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Agumetema, oh. I got Mama Moses, Ali, 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 Ali. Yeshua. Yeshua, Yeshua, Shaim Bobo Saka, Lion of Judah, oh, oh. Abu, Abu. One more time, Yeshua, Yeshua. Raskito Fobena Kulia Mama Mama Masia Boborante. I Fobe Basura Manite. Oh, my God. One more time there. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Agumetema, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah. Oh, 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 oh,
There is power in the name. And tonight we want to exercise it. We are going to pray for our families for the next 5 seconds, 5 minutes. And we are praying tonight in the name of Jesus. Every tree that our Heavenly Father has not planted, the destiny of that tree is that it must be rooted out. But you need to enforce that will of God, and want to enforce it in the name of Jesus Christ. Can you cry out tonight and say, Lord, every tree, every seed, every implant of darkness that is at work right now in my family, I uproot it in the name of Jesus. Everything that the devil has set in motion and is contrary to the mind of God, to the will of God, you want to uproot it now. Oh my God. In the name of Jesus. What is happening in your home? It is the work of the devil. And you can uproot it now. Tonight we come in the name of Jesus. Sawapula nasi. Resuke babalakuna mahai. Ofenami sakabro. Uvele momoriatis. Afakanda baboria. Esuminaite. Abrestofeta makada mabondehele. Shamineta. Ikobatuala. Brastendo. Kopezuzenai. Abrante babokoda. Ashtaminaila. Oh my God. Bais ombre. Shamina kute babala. Brastata babonde. Shikabesko vanatani. Abosa. Ikobarama. Iske mataba boya, asiko pre, adosi, alama mataya, esbube babalua. Alemosi amamaye, akahitoma, roze katula makada, esbube laite. Mataba boya. Basuka babalante, shahai kompras, let's go break it up. Akapanta babonia, esosatait, mantaba babora kaba, astaba santa babora kape, let's go break it up. Matosika branta babalata, let's go break it up. Akadanta babo, akadanta basama, akadanta babuse, akadanta basepe, aseminai. That it may be rooted out. Rukesami. Mahaito se mahande baboria. Rakosi kobraskina. Ratabata balata. Abrestope lapina. Abrata babosaka. Abrata basabatala. Ikabalata plata babona. Abrata basepa kanababona. Yato sese. A light of Combelami, a Bellami Scopa, a Cantes Cobaya, a Branda Babone, a Seminanta, a Cabalanda Babone, a Sabalade Caboli, a Stemo Santeri, a Branda Babore, a Branda Basanata, a Branda Babuna, a Branda Basiti, a Elaite Kela, a Elaite Castiva, a Branda Basutaba, a Praedos. Edo siame kante rakebobo sadaha Abrai Kapatwa, Evalite, Zaninantola, Abata, Ebrasketo Benda, Akilo Bateli, Abremina Suka, Ebaito, Jenny Kababa. Jenny Kabesi. Yatosi Makabalai for Sevalata. Imamo say, Abelisco, Abelisco. Bahabaya, Uva Valetai, Abeskito, Pecopanda, Abanta Babola Cape, Abisha Pelato, Uke Babalanta, Abela Dose, Abisco, Abalato, Epileme, Ekabuske Cabranda Baboria, Abila, Ecopele Tele, Ecobranda Babosa Mai, Abelato Cobregatela Sheep, Bracatana Babola Ba. Oh God, Sheiko Sebra Habela Ipo Balabata, Abrahim Kompel, Shamikate, Hebreza Mantali. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, every tree that my Father has not planted, it has only one destiny. It must be rooted out. All right, since you have prayed the prayer, let me pray the prayer for you. Father, is it not written that every tree that you have not planted in the families represented here tonight has only one destiny? A destiny to be rooted out. And we come as law enforcement agents tonight. And we come under the authority of your name. So I say tonight, any family here where things have been planted by which the presence of Satan has been locking within that family. Oh my. I send forth a decree. Let that which the devil brought, let that which was planted, let it be rooted out. Let it be rooted out. Let it be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Any such families here present that are implicated by that scripture, for which we might need special attention. As we mention your name 7 times, let the yoke begin to break. In the name of Jesus. 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 So if you can, keep quiet. And the effect of the prayer will begin to manifest. So ushers, there will be reaction now. Because things are going to be uprooted. So when you locate the people, you bring them forward. We will not talk again until we begin to see the reaction. Ushers, if you find them, bring them. Because the things are being uprooted as we speak. They 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 are being uprooted as we speak. The hand of God. The hand of God on the account of the name of Jesus is going to work right now. They are being uprooted. 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 I see a young lady here. When you were born, your umbilical cord was used for a ceremony at the bank of River Benue. Tonight, the Holy Spirit is searching for you, and in the next 12 seconds, He will find you, and the yoke will break. His hand will come upon you. His hand will come. His hand will come on you. It will come on you. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Yes, God is still uprooting some things. Still uprooting things. Uprooting things. Limitations that are rooted in the family. The Lord is doing a surgery. Things are coming out. Things are coming out. Things that Satan planted. Oh my God. They are giving way tonight. Mahamba Sahi. Ekabokori Masika. Pranteka Skuba Lahai. Yes. A spell cast on someone's head is giving way as we speak. It's giving way. It's giving way. It's giving way. It's giving way. God is removing it in the name of Jesus. Now listen. Now I see. I see. I see someone in the congregation. You have been released to become a sacrifice. A sacrifice. A sacrifice. The altar in your family is asking for blood. It was you that the elders selected. It was you that the elders selected. So what we are doing now is to reject that selection in the name of Jesus. We do not care to know how many elders gather. Now, I will say Jesus 3 times and God will fish that person. Jesus! 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 So let's keep quiet. Let's keep quiet. The hand of God will fish the person. The hand of God will fish the person. The hand of God will fish the person. The name is strong by itself. It's powerful by itself. You don't need to help the name. When you say it, keep quiet. When you find them, you bring them emotions. So we nullify. We nullify. We nullify that selection. We nullify that selection. We send the spirit of death back. 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 To the congregation of those demonic elders that came up with that decision. Let the spirit of death haunt those elders. Haunt those elders. Haunt those elders. Haunt those elders. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, don't be afraid. When you mention the name, don't say, Jesus, Jesus. No, no, just mention it. Keep quiet. It has power by itself. It has power in itself. We will see your faith in that name, the way you mention it. You know it is potent. When you release it, you keep quiet. Hallelujah. You release and do what? Then the name will be working. If you cause trouble in the kingdom of darkness, then release the name like incense and sleep. Don't do all night. Release the name. Sleep. All right. So now it's time for healing. Listen, follow my instructions carefully. We have a little time, so that's why I ended the message on time. Follow my instructions quickly. If you have an eye defect for which maybe one of your eyes is blind, you use glasses to read, just remove the glasses or anything you use on the eyes and just lay your hands on the eyes. If the issue is an issue of deafness, you know how it works. Take this finger, block the ear that cannot hear. If it's an issue of pain, just put your hand where the pain is. Those of you that are online, you can follow the drill also, irrespective of your location. And the hand of God will move on your behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you that you have growths on your body, maybe fibroid, and it's hard at the side that the fibroid projects, just touch that hard, please. There's a tumor. Put your hand on the tumor. There is a cancer. Any place that has become hard because of the cancer, just hold on to it in the next few seconds. Is there pain on your body? Put it there. Do you have breathing conditions? Put your hand on your chest. Hallelujah. And those of you online, you are also part of this. Amen. Okay, because we have a little time, if the person that is sick in your family is not here, you can put a call through. It's okay. There's a young preacher that is preaching. He believes in the name of Jesus. He wants to pray for you. Can you stay tuned for the prayer? You can do that. You have 2 minutes to do that before I begin to pray in the name of Jesus. When I finish the prayer, I will stop. Because it's not my gra-gra that will make the name effective. I will stop. And then you will see the name work by itself. Are you still with me? Okay. And if there are other issues for which you need intervention, maybe a strong man told you that you will die. As I pray, as I pray, direct your own portion of the prayer to that strong man. And then the strong man should be afraid of you, not the other way around. Hallelujah. Can we pray now? In the name of Jesus Christ. That was weak. I say in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Father, tonight we ask that you stretch forth your hand. I bring into captivity every pain, every affliction, every diseased condition. I bring it into captivity. I bring it into captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind every blinding spirit. Blinding spirits be bound. Blinding spirits be bound. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. Deafening spirits be bound. Come out of the ears in the name of Jesus. I rebuke pain. I rebuke pain. Pains on the back be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Pains on the legs be gone in the name of Jesus. Let every fibroid, every cancer, every tumor, let it begin to dissolve. Let it begin to dissolve in the name of Jesus. Every symptom of paralysis, I challenge paralysis. I stand against paralysis. I rebuke paralysis in the name of Jesus. I command that pain on the stomach be gone in the name of Jesus. I challenge that breathing condition and I bind it in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of God be stretched forth right now to do damage to sickness, to do damage to disease, to do damage to afflictions in the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you following me on the internet, I release the voice of God over your life in the name of Jesus to break every yoke that is challenging you this moment in Jesus' mighty name. Hey! I'm seeing someone bedridden. And you can hear my voice. You can hear my voice. Now I say to you, rise. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus. Okay, the healings have started. It will continue till we stop. The yokes are breaking by itself. Oh my God. Let your hand be stronger. Let your hand come stronger. Let your grace come stronger in the name of Jesus. All right, you can check your body. If you confirm that there's a change, you come this way. There'll be people to attend to you. while we deal with other issues. While we deal with other issues. You notice that your eyes can see that the pain has left you. You notice that you can walk. You can come this way. You can come this way. Hallelujah. Give me a sound there. Hallelujah. 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 I see someone that's not been able to sleep any reasonable sleep for 3 days. This person has not been able to sleep any reasonable sleep for 3 days. You may wish to come out. For 3 days, sleep has been a scarce commodity around your life. For 3 days. For 3 days. Yeah? Where are they? Just interview them. Let's know. If you notice that there is a change, no, you cannot sit down. You cannot sit down. At least I have a few minutes. Amen. If you notice that there's a change, you come this way. You come this way. You come that way. For 3 days, this person has not been able to have any reasonable sleep. I'm seeing someone with a hearing problem, and Jesus touched the person. I'm waiting for that person out here. A hearing problem on your left ear. A hearing problem on your left ear. A hearing problem on your left ear. Yes? Okay. Help me, Pastor Dan, so that we can deal with this. Someone's left ear. Your hearing has improved, okay? Left ear. Left ear. Oh! Somebody in this congregation, you saw yourself in a forest. You saw yourself in a forest. And there was no way for you to get back home. Where is that person that has been confused by witchcraft? You saw yourself in a forest. Not too long ago in your dream, you saw yourself in a forest. Are you the one? Oh! Yes, so what's happening here?
To confirm the word you just gave, these three brothers, they have not been able to sleep for about 3 days now. This forest, and he has not been able to sleep for about 3 days because of consistent attack. He also attacked.
Okay, they have not been able to sleep. The one that is healed on the ear, left ear, come this way. Now, I see a terrible sign. Oh, yeah? She's healed on her left. So why did you wait before you were waiting?
She came out, but...
Wait, I gave that word of knowledge before she came out. She forgot her answer. I'm seeing a strange sign. There's a lady here. You had a dream. You saw that you gave birth to a creature that is not a human being. You are the one I'm waiting for. You had a dream that you gave birth to a creature that is not a human being. Come on stage here now. It's an emergency. Come up here. If you realize yourself, come up here. So what was your experience?
I don't know, but I slept and I saw myself. In that dream, I was pregnant and then I delivered to what I didn't know.
Somebody's leg has been healed. There's a pain you came with and the pain has gone. Join them. Yeshua,
I'm a sheep. Lion of Judah, have you been? Yeshua, I'm a sheep. Lion of Judah.
Oh,
have you been?
Yeah, what did you see?
Dreamt that I gave birth to a cat.
A cat. Mm-hmm.
Now, we are going to pray. Do you believe in prayer? Meanwhile, those that cannot sleep, let me release them first. We have serious work to do this night. Can you pray for our brethren that cannot sleep? Just stretch your hand and pray. Stretch your hand and pray. Those of you online, if we have online testimonies, you can flash it on the screen, okay? Pray for these ladies. Okay, sorry. Let's start from here. For these ones. Pray for them.
Zai komasi kumadumu,
listen, one of you I just touched now, your case is an emergency. And the hand of the Lord Jesus will come on you. And the hand will come strong on you. Father, show me that one whose case is an emergency. Show me. Oh my God, who wants to? Give me your hand. Who is fighting this man? Lord, put your hand on him. Put your hand on him. Yes. You too. They are fighting you. Come. Let the yoke be removed. In the name of Jesus. Yes. You are released. You will sleep this night now. Amen. You saw yourself in the forest. Someone is casting a spell of confusion on your life so that you never find your way. But we remove it from off you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You are released. Okay, this is serious. We want to break this yoke now. Can you pray? Stretch your hands and pray. I can't hear your prayer. You will not be an open door. Your life will not be an open door. Your life will bear the things of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we reverse this plan. We reverse it in the name of Jesus. We'll break the yoke in the name of Jesus. We reverse this plan. Loose her. Loose her. Yeah, she's coming up. So what happened to you? Wait. So there's someone here. Satan is chasing this person. So the hand of God is going to be stretched over this section, and the Lord will find the person so that we can stop that activity. Father, in the name of Jesus, put your hand on that one that Satan is chasing. Put your hand upon that individual. And let your hand come strong. Let it come stronger. Let it be so strong. 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 Your pact with Satan, your agreement with Satan, we bring an end to it in the name of Jesus. Your covenant with Satan, your journey with Satan, it ends tonight. Your transaction. Look for his umbilical cord. Just trace it there. All right, put it in. Okay. He will come out. Your transaction with Satan ends. Your journey with Satan ends. It ends this night. It ends this night. Oh my God. I cannot say this publicly. Now there's somebody I'm looking for. But you may not know, this person I'm looking for, you may not know. But the reason why you sense demonic presence again and again is because when you were small, you were initiated. And that's why you sense demonic presence again and again. And sometimes the lead child destroy your efforts to advance your life. Father, that one that Satan has found a legal ground around his or her life that is this way. Help me find that individual in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. So his hand is coming. Help me find the individual in the name of Jesus. Put your hand strong upon that individual so that we can deliver the person. Let your hand descend upon the individual and let it come stronger. I release fire. Let your flames detect that person. Let your flames arrest that person. Let it arrest the person. Let it arrest that individual. Let it come strong upon that individual in the name of Jesus. You were initiated. So the Holy Spirit is hovering to locate. Now, that person crying up there, just take this finger, put it on the person's umbilical cord, and command the person to come out. Oh, yes. Oh! There are two people in the congregation. You were supposed to serve an idol. And you escaped. But the spirit is still chasing you. And the hand of God will locate you. The hand of God, it will come strong on you. Two of you. The hand of God will be on you. The hand of God will be on you. The hand of God will be on you. Two of you in this hall. Two of you in this hall. Two of you in this hall. That's number one. Father, help me find the second one. You were supposed to serve an idol. You were supposed to serve Satan. You were supposed to serve the devil. You escaped, but the spirit follows you. Father, help me find these people. Help me find them. Help me find them. Help me find them. Have you seen them? Help me find them. Okay, that's number one. Lord, help me find the second one. Help me find the second one. Let your hand come stronger, 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 stronger. The second one is still in custody of champs, champs. Lord, locate, 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 locate from my left hand side to my right hand side. Locate that individual. Locate that one. Locate that one. Locate that one. Father, let your hand fall on that one. How can you use charm to fight Satan? Can you use charm to fight Satan? How can you use charms to fight the devil? So the person is close to this place where I'm standing. Father, can you show me a sign? Show me a sign. Show me a sign. Let your hand go forth so that we can help this individual. Let your hand go forth so that we can help this individual. Let your hand go forth so that we can help this individual. You cannot use Satan to fight Satan. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that your fire will be released. Your fire will be released. That your fire will be released. That that individual will be discovered. Let that individual be discovered. In the name of Jesus, let him be discovered. Let the individual be discovered. In the name of Jesus, let your hand come stronger. Oh my, let your hand come stronger in the name of Jesus. Bring my handkerchief. Start from this first row. Just touch them. This row. Touch them on the head. Father, in the name of Jesus, you help me. Put your hands and pray, God. Put your hands and pray. Okay, bring the person up there down. Keep going, keep going. The person is here. Keep going. See more, more. Oh, you cannot. Give me the hand. Father, in the name of Jesus, 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 we spoil. We spoil it. We spoil it now. We spoil it now. We spoil it now. In the name of Jesus, we spoil it now. In the name of Jesus, that link is removed now. In Jesus. We take your hand. Your hand are not meant to service idols. Your hands are not meant to service wickedness. We remove your hand. We remove your hand. That your hand will be for Jesus. Your hand will be for Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we destroy every covenant that ties you to that altar of God. Just touch them. We'll find the individual. Yes, what happened there? Pastor Tony, what happened there?
We have a 37 years old miracle of the deaf ear.
Your ear was deaf from birth? When you were small? Yeah. And you've not, that ear doesn't hear. So how come when it happened, you sat down?
She said...
No. It was from heaven that I discovered it.
I woke up and I came and I stood behind.
I need to find that individual. My assignment here will not be complete until I find that individual. Have you found the individual? Okay, no, this one is from up. Okay, go on. Come. So what happened to you? Did you have any feeling?
No feeling. In the month of February contact, you prayed for me. The healing was gradual. So I will hear blur. But this evening, when you mentioned Jesus three times, it was like a
piercing arrow that came to my ear 3 times, and the sound was loud now.
Can you celebrate? Celebrate Jesus. There's a fight I need to fight. Only this night. I'll stop fighting, but today I need to fight one more time. But let's celebrate the Lord for this miracle. Only you can do these things. Be glorified. Be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name. It's permanent, okay? It's permanent. Yeah, it's permanent. You are released. Okay, so we will postpone that fight. We'll postpone it. What I see is not good. What I see is not good. But the hand of God wants to do something here. I speak in parables. Yes, yes. What happened there?
We have
Chief, that's a serious case. Wait, Chief. What is there is much, I assure you. May the Lord give you understanding. Okay, that's that. Yes.
You mentioned the leg case and her sister had a pain on her ankle since yesterday.
Can you give me oil? Because...
Well, the pain is gone now.
Pain on the ankle? There's somebody that is healed on the back. Oh, you know, when I was here, I didn't know it was up here. My navigating instrument could not pick. First of all, where are you? B, put oil on his forehead.
No!
Some of the deepest part of hell. You will not understand. Let's leave it. You were healed on the leg. Someone healed on the back. I'm looking for you. Where is the person that was healed on the back? Now, two of you, come quickly. The major thing for you is not the healing. It's the way God wants me to identify. There's an anointing that will come on one of you, and it will be powerful, very powerful. To come, as I'm counting from 1, 2, 7, in between, it will start coming. 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7. It will rest on you. Don't worry. It will rest. It will rest. Were you supposed to be one of them? You see, you are late now. See, this is what I wanted to give you. I was sent, but you were not there. You know. You were doing that. Maybe this is your garment. You wanted people to see it. See it. Hey. What happened to him?
The right leg, but the pain is gone.
There is a lady. The Holy Spirit is calling her Savior. The reason is because she's going to save her family. Oh! You know, when I was on the pulpit, I was seeing a shrine. The shrine I saw was still active. The charms were still there. I was wondering which native doctor came for service. Hallelujah. It's a thing that we can laugh about now. But if you are not aware, yes, you are called saving. The reason why you are suffering the things you are suffering is because of your destiny. Demons have been released to hold you down, but you are the savior. You are the savior. Imahale Bokoria Mahasil. Jaiko Bara Hassan. Now, ushers, offering baskets can go round as we continue. Agone Chiba. Yeshua. Amashi. Lion of Judah. Oh my God. I see the reproach of delay break over the life of individuals. Lion of Judah. Agonete. You cannot use the devil to fight the devil. Lion of Judah. Yeshua. Lion of Judah. Now listen to me. If you are here in this hall and someone wants you dead, I'm praying for you. I'm using this, my brother, as a point of contact. I'm praying for you now. If you notice reaction, don't worry. It's part of the prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, anyone in this congregation that someone wants dead today, let this death go back to the one that desire to afflict someone with it. Let it overwhelm that individual from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And if there are other people that are tied by the wickedness of such, tonight I proclaim their liberty. I proclaim their liberty. I proclaim their liberty. I proclaim their liberty in the name of Jesus. From today prosper. The things you have desired, let it begin to find expression. Oh, the grace that God has put upon you. Let it speak. Let it speak. Let it speak. Let it speak. Yes, you will prosper. You will prosper. You will prosper. You will prosper. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Now, so there are three ladies here. Three ladies. I have something from the Lord to give. Ushers, let the offering baskets go. There's a prayer we'll release as a congregation. In 7 days' time, we begin to see the impact. Help me lay hands. Just lay hands on the head. Father, transmit the grace now. Transmit it. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. All right. This is the moment I've been waiting for. Yes, what happened? What happened? Let's finish that.
This young man sustained a dislocation last week, Tuesday.
Okay.
And when you mentioned the case of the leg that was healed, he.
Okay.
The pain was gone.
He just got healed. Father? It is permanent in the name of Jesus.
Pain on the right leg also healed.
Permanent, permanent, permanent. In Jesus' name. Left leg. Permanent. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So we'll pray a prayer now. Then I'll take my seat. So you may rise on your feet. Now, this is war against wickedness. 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 Every wickedness that is done or that has been done to any individual here, it will give way tonight. Oh my God. Use yourself as a point of contact. Lord, bring an end to wickedness. Make sure you pray that prayer now. Oh. Shh. Bring an end to wickedness. Bring an end to wickedness. Bring an end. In the name of Jesus. If you are here tonight and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, and you want to do so, wave at me with your right hand. Yes? You have not given your life to Jesus Christ and you want to do so, wave. Just wave at me with your right hand. He said, if you are ashamed of me in this broken world, I will be ashamed of you in the kingdom of my Father. You want to turn your heart to Jesus? Just wave. Just wait. So those of you that are waving, can you come to the altar? The Lord is waiting for you. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. He's waiting for you. Those of you that are in front, begin to repent and ask him for mercy. Tell him I am a sinner. I cannot help myself. Speak to him. Don't look at the preacher. I am a sinner. Cannot help myself. have mercy on me. I'm still waiting for one individual in the auditorium. One individual, I'm waiting for you. One. To join this room. Talk to him. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy. Wash me from my sin. Write my name in the book of life. Give me the power to live for you all the days of my life. In Jesus' name. So, Pastor, can you give them an orientation? Can you see that, Pastor? Go with that, Pastor. So let us pray. War against wickedness. There's so much wickedness. So much wickedness that is available these days. But we want to wage war. We want to wage war against. Are you with me on that? So can we pray? We're going to pray first as individuals, then I'm going to pray a prayer of agreement. The prayer point is this: Lord, let every wickedness against my life, let it cease tonight. Pray that prayer for yourself. Amasabu. Igobali Atama. Esso Salando. Marakia Masanto. Let it cease. 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 In the name of Jesus, let it cease. Let it come to an end. 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 Manipulations, come to an end. Come to an end. In the name of Jesus. Let it cease. Let it end. Let it come to an end. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, is it not written that the wickedness of the wicked should come to an end? And so tonight I pray for everyone represented here, and I ask, oh God, that the wickedness of the wicked come to an end tonight, 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 tonight. In the name of Jesus. Concerning Nigeria, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Concerning Benue State, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end. Help us, Lord. Help us, Father. In the name of Jesus. And the doctor I was supposed to see, please proceed to my office. I will meet you there in a few seconds time. This is a season for us to consciously pray for Nigeria. God is about to deliver us now. This is the time for us to pray. So whenever you hear there's a call to prayer, please be in attendance so that we can join our voices together and dismantle the witchcraft that has kept our nation bound. Hallelujah. May the Lord cause his face to shine upon you continually. In the name of Jesus.